That's the thing. There's a real combativity amongst people in Iraq. That's not to say that they're sort of all violent and want, but it has been a really violent society, and people are used to a lot of conflict, but they're very sick of it. Like, the thing I heard most from people was that they were exhausted. Everyone kept saying, we're tired. But at the same time, people are very combative. I heard of workers at the Nahrawan brick factory that went on an armed strike. They actually took up arms and had an armed picket line for what amounted to a 25-cent pay rise. Because the conditions in brick factories are abominable. Families, whole families sometimes work there. It's like something out of the 1800s. They live in these stone, smoky little huts clustered around these really ugly, big brick-towered brick factories, often by roadsides, often far away from everything. No greenery, no trees, nothing, just really muddy. And get paid about 1,500 to 2,000 dinar a day, which is a dollar a day. And you have to go into ovens as well. And there's no protective equipment at all. People wear like 3 pairs of socks and 2 pairs of trousers, and they wrap T-shirts around their hands. And I heard that people had just collapsed upon getting out of these brick ovens. And when it gets really hot in Iraq in the summer, it gets to like 55 degrees. It's hell. And they don't have contracts either. Private sector workers are really exploited, much, much more so than public sector workers. Much harder for them to organise.
So when the kind of mainstream media tells us that the resistance came out of the people being unemployed, would you kind of say that's true? Or?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like, in Basra, there was protest every day. I mean, throughout Iraq, there was protest every day to the coalition, to the occupation headquarters in Baghdad, to the extent that they've had to put this huge billboard. But there's this big billboard with a... It was originally a poster, and it's of the Union of the Unemployed. They've actually been co-opted into, like, a propaganda poster for the occupation. When they saw this poster, they burnt it, because there was a 45-day continuous sit-in outside the CPA headquarters, and this was incredibly repressed, and like over 55 people were arrested, and like Apaches were flown low, and tanks sort of like harassed people. And anyway, but the protests went on, and they burnt these posters, because what they have is a crowd of UUI people protesting, and it says, "Freedom equals responsibility. Now with liberation, you have the freedom to protest, but with this freedom comes the responsibility to do it peacefully. Your voice is heard through your participation. Any violence against coalition forces, Iraqi police, or civilians will be treated harshly." People are really disgusted by this. But the fact is, it exists there because there's so many protests. There's, you know, women's protests, student protests, unemployed, former soldiers, prisoners, pensioners. There is a lot of expressions of civil society, civil disobedience, even though there isn't really much of an actual civil society. It's forming now, but under the regime, there was only the Ba'ath Party. There wasn't anything that was independent. Every institution was dominated by the Ba'ath. In Basra, twice a week, there were protests from former soldiers and the unemployed, and these were getting increasingly more violent, and protesters were starting to get shot, seriously injured, because Iraqi police, over half of which are former Ba'athist police, and they've been trained by the British, and their form of crowd control is to fire live ammunition on protesters. When I asked the civil military operations officer at CPA South, Sergeant Major Clements was his name, and this is the face of the occupation. If you have a problem, you're a civilian, this is who you go and see. This is your sort of agony aunt, or, you know, the arbiter between you and the occupation. And I said to him, what do families do if they want justice for one of their loved ones being killed? You know, they get shot on a demonstration. What accountability is there? What compensation is there? What kind of process have you instituted? And he said, well, if someone's in a riot, they're rioting and they're committing a criminal act, so there won't be any compensation. You know, I said, you're supporting extrajudicial killing then. Court decides what a criminal act is, and you're condoning civilians being killed. And he just sort of shut his mouth and didn't say much else. But he'd also said, pertaining to a protest outside the CPA military base, there was a protester on the car bonnet with a rock, and he was going to smash it into the windscreen window, and there was a passenger inside. And he told me that, you know, one of our lads shot him in the legs. I would have shot him dead, he said. This is the face of the CPA, and he's saying this kind of thing. This intifada is not all followers of Sistani. It's not Islamic. It's not all nationalist. It's not all Ba'athist. There are elements of all of these loyalties and positions, but it's also just ordinary unemployed people. The former soldiers I met were just so poverty-stricken. You know, there's 70% unemployment in Iraq, and there isn't any unemployment benefit. There is some kind of benefit for soldiers now, but it's pretty derisory considering rents have risen, price of food has risen, price of fuel has risen.
So how do people survive then?
Well, they're just very poor. You know, I stayed in the poorest neighbourhoods in Basra, and because Iraqi families are so big, there's usually someone who's working in a family. There's usually someone. You know, you've got 6 kids, 8 kids, that kind of number, and, you know, families do help each other out. But most people actually survive on their rations. They get UN rations, rice, flour, oil, salt, sugar, sometimes some pulses, sometimes some baby milk if it hasn't been stolen. And they just eat very basic diets, you know, bread and eggs, bread and processed cheese, bread and fried potatoes, that sort of thing, a few greens.